done dunking on my father and ruining my relationship with my family. Time to start the podcast.
Okay. Hello, humans. Welcome to Audio Face, episode 78. This is a music podcast about culture, music news, all the things. Because we always say the title, I like going back to the old days where I just spew random shit about what our podcast is, because that's what it is.
That's the kind of podcast we're in. You're Sean.
I was about to say that. Yes, I'm Sean.
I'm Dan.
Because
there's
the lazy.
Right.
Because of that, Offset didn't release an album.
No, but you need to, let's explain this better.
Fuck Trap.
Okay, yes, that's a reason, but let's explain why. This is going to be a very strange episode, because we'll be reviewing, one album. That's Gucci Mane's newest album. This is a very news-heavy week, because honestly, we were expecting some more end of the year things to happen. And this is going to be the last real episode of Audio Face. But because we like our listeners and our fans, and because fucking 21 Savage is apparently not releasing his album until next week, and because fucking Offset is apparently not releasing his album until, I don't know, he gets a new woman, whatever, we're going to have to eke out another episode of Audio Face for you. But this one's mostly news heavy. We're going to go through it very quickly. But I mean, we'll think about it. But we want
to
review
news to me.
Well, we never had this conversation. Fuck it. Do you want to do a 21 Savage bonus episode
when it comes out? We don't have to.
Then we would wait out to the end of the. We would wait until late January to review it.
It's fine.
Okay. All right, then. You heard it here first. Sean says, fuck you. We don't care about our fans, and we're going to.
I mean, why should we let one artist dictate how we dictate our terms?
No, that's absolutely true. That's why.
Because he just dropped it right now, as much as I like 21. He just said, oh, 21st, it's happening. He's like, well, bitch, you already had this planned.
I knew that there was going to be a 21 album drop in December.
Yeah, but
I thought it was going to be earlier. If it's going to be this late, then dude, like, I'm sorry. Like, eventually you got to be Grammys out at some point, where it doesn't matter if you released your album on, like, November 30th, 2017, or 2018 is not eligible for the awards, 1975, but it's for the Grammys.
Yeah.
So the Audio Face Awards, totally fine. This is probably the last day you can get into the Audio Face Awards, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Shove it, 21, you gotta wait till next year.
Exactly, so he's done the, he has to wait his turn.
Yeah. Audio Face bends for no artist. That's a damn lie.
I scrub barrels for no man.
So, yeah, you heard it here first. This is the last episode.
Yeah, exactly.
The last proper episode of Audio Face for the year.
Because then, yeah.
Which is totally fine with that. I'm fine with this. It makes my life a little easier, honestly. Next episode will be the Audio Face Awards.
The bleepening.
Yeah, the bleepening. It's going to be on video. I know we've been like being a little lazy with video lately just because of time and laziness. But it's going to be on video. It's going to be no chill island format. I got some good feedback for that little thing I did in the last episode with music recommendations where we put little bits of the music into that. I'm going to try to do the same thing for the big episode. But yeah, it's going to be fun. There are some last-minute contenders for some of our fun awards in this episode, so I want to go through those really quickly. But basically, the way this episode's going to work is we have one new single from aforementioned Savage 21. We have a bunch of quick news hits. We have our Gucci Mane album review, and then we have a couple of discussion topics.
Review?
We have a couple of discussion topics that are like basically just news stories. We're going to talk about them a tiny bit more. So the quick hits, let's go into the single.
On God.
21 Savage released a single, well, kind of. There's a new 21 Savage song called Immortal that was in the trailer for Mortal Kombat
Featured
11.
The 11th Mortal Kombat. Can you just stop making Mortal Kombat? Final Fantasy and Mortal Kombat should have died 15 years ago.
I mean, it's hard to create a game called Final Fantasy and then make 16 of them.
Aren't they on like 18 now?
I really don't know. I lost count at 14.
All I know is when they brought Yoda, I'm like, that's kind of cool. And then after that, I stopped giving a fuck.
Just turn Final Fantasy into, like, just
move Yoda's a Noda Little. Can I give the Yoda Noda Little Bitch Award? You haven't seen Star Wars. Damn it, you don't get that fucking joke. God damn it. Dan Dumbass Award. That's what I'm gonna call it now. For not watching Star Wars and going to a fucking Star Wars themed wedding.
With the time that I have. I was trying to watch it this summer, but, woof, that happened.
The summer happened.
Yeah. So anyways, what did you think about the song, What You Could Hear?
I mean, it's okay. It just...
Standard 21 Savage.
It's literally the most 21 Savage song I could think of.
Yeah.
On God, 21. I heard that like 40 times at least.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
I'm hoping that
bring in some like of God instead of on God.
Maybe. I'm supposed of God. He is of God. I don't know, drop Yahweh once or twice in the song, so why not?
Oh, but I thought that was bleeped.
21 yeah. Savage's new album, I Am Greater Than I Was, is supposed to come out next week. We had a little live bit about that, but we will be reviewing it in January. But yeah, it didn't sound too different from most 21 Savage songs, which worries me, because I said 21 Savage is like a shining pearl in a pile of landfill that is trap.
Yes.
And so, honestly, the reason 21 Savage had a little bit of difference to his sound and the way he was lyrically going, and I'm hoping that hasn't been just expounded and is gone now, and I hope we haven't seen the limits of his, like, lyrical potential.
I hope not.
Because it feels like it with this song. However, his two appearances, or a couple of his appearances on Metro Boomin's album that came out a month ago were phenomenal.
Yeah.
They were the highlights of that album that was otherwise pretty bland. So,
anyways.
I have hope for that. Quick hits time. These are just going to be super fast stories. We're going to go through them. You react to it with a couple takes, then we'll move on. So firstly, 3 of Google's top 10 searches this year were musicians, of all the things people search for.
Who are they?
Drake. Number 8 was XXXTentacion.
I hope it was XXXTentacion forked.
Yeah. No, it should have been. Number 3, Mac Miller.
Okay.
And number 2, Avicii.
Avicii?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
That's mostly just like celebrity.
Yeah, I mean, death. Everybody loves death, yeah. So.
Everybody America's craving themselves some death.
I mean, Yemen.
Yeah. There's also a separate list for the musicians and bands that were most searched for. It's really interesting when you go through Google's trends, but it's just like typical fare. Demi Lovato, Cardi B. You had some Japanese artists that made it on the list too. So it's not all
some heavy
shittiness.
Koreans and shit too. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, 2 Millie, the creator of the Millie Rock dance, which you may not know what I'm talking about, but if I say the phrase Fortnite dance, you'll probably know what I'm talking about. Anyways, he created the original dance, and then Epic Games, the creator of Fortnite, a ridiculously popular video game.
It's fucking stupid-ass video game. I hate it.
We have opinions here on Audio Faces and not the podcast for that, but he is suing Epic Games and Fortnite over stealing the intellectual property of the Millie Rock dance, and I've actually listened to a couple podcasts about this. And it's a really new world of legal thinking to where is a dance intellectual property and can one like steal it or pay someone
if you make it popular?
It?
I guess you can. I mean, I don't know. That's a very gray area.
Like these things aren't defined well in the law, but I think you could start to have a conversation of what makes a dance something that one person owns. And then at what point do you steal or like create likeness of that dance and then pay that person royalties? Because like we just average people are doing that dance like in a club or in public or whatever we do dances, you do you. Then obviously 2 Millie can't come up to Sean Suarez and be like, hey, yo, give me my paper.
Right.
Like everyone gets to dance, but who gets to like capitalize off of that dance? Especially because a lot of these dances you don't get just by playing the game. You have to unlock them either through playing it a lot or giving Epic Games money. And that money is not being received by any of these artists at all. So this will be an interesting case. Whoa.
What? All right. Nothing. My voice, like, died.
Sean.exe stopped responding.
Literally.
I got a fun one for you.
Yeah.
Caught rainbow-handed.
They got the pee tape.
I learned a new legal phrase this week called dead two rights.
But what does dead two rights mean?
This means caught red-handed. This basically, like, literally caught red-handed. So prosecutors found photographs and video clips showing Tekashi 6ix9ine at the scene of several shootings and armed robberies right before they happened.
Oh, so there were some a triple.
There were some attempts by the 6ix9ine, the Hernandez, let's go government, the Hernandez legal team.
Otis Jenkins treatment.
Contending that the 22-year-old rapper just pretends to be a gangster on TV. Let's go to the videotape. Yeah, it's not happening, Chief. Let me show you. See?
Oh, no, I
yeah.
thought I was on my phone. It's just hilarious. It's beautiful. He got the pee tape, but don't R. Kelly him, please.
Yeah.
Send that bitch to jail.
I'm going to see how
fast... I hope somebody I was going to say lovingly wash his hair.
Let's not. Speaking of things, I'm just going to breeze by, hoping Sean doesn't get to comment on it.
Oh, God,
Ariana Grande's new song, Thank You, Next, is the, had the biggest ever streaming week for a woman artist.
So overrated.
I agree. I think Ariana Grande...
I'm not going to comment on the rest of this.
Due to the conditions of Sean's parole, he is not allowed to comment on Ariana Grande. Listen to previous episodes or subscribe and listen to the Audio Face Best Ofs that are dropping in January.
You're definitely putting that as a best
where I'm putting that in. That was one of the most disastrous moments of Audio Face this year.
So
but anyways, this is relevant to mention because this is the biggest streaming week for a woman ever. That's a good thing. Although, let's, like, of course, you and I were both first to say that Ariana Grande is just very generic pop.
Yes.
And musically, it's not all that fascinating. Anyways, continuing with the quick hits, rapid fire thing. Killer Mike is getting a new Netflix show called Trigger Warning, which is aiming to be like, if Killer Mike got a show on Vice. The idea is, in Killer Mike's typically not exactly fitting in one political standard kind of way, he's doing interviews and doing like societal things.
Oh,
I've
heard of it. He wanted to do something like that before.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, I fucks with that. I like Killer Mike, so.
Yeah, he has a lot of like.
He's got takes.
The reason Killer Mike is interesting, even though there are things that we've talked about this before on previous episodes, mm-hmm. that we like disagree with him on politically, hashtag no politics, but like he presents it in a way that is unique
mm-hmm.
and his political stances don't evenly fit and with Democrats or Republicans. So for example, he's extremely pro-gun, but is basically a socialist.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of the same way. I'm in that boat because he's Black Panthers. I'm a communist guard over here, so give me my AKs. AK with the scope.
Right.
But I fucks with him because he lives his politics. He's one of the very few people that, as my favorite phrase, is live your goddamn politics, don't be a cheater.
Like, practice what you preach.
Exactly.
Is the idea.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't like the phrase trigger warning because it's used by a certain part of the internet to, like, make fun of legitimate, like, complaints over rhetoric and things like that. So
I don't care. Who gives a fuck?
Right. Those are our opinions.
Yeah, I don't care. It's such a minute detail.
Yeah. I think it's big to me because I'm so into this world. And so I see all these things, but whatever. Keith Richards, of all people, Keith Richards has quit drinking.
Yeah. Keith has smoked everything. I swear he smoked like toenails and I don't even know. Keith Richards probably went in and he goes, all right.
Yeah, Keith Richards.
Keith Richards veins. If Keith Richards is in your general vicinity, about 3 mile radius.
You're getting a contact.
USADA comes to your ass and pees in a cup, and you're like flag warnings everywhere. You're not racing.
So Keith Richards spoke to his band's magazine by saying that he's cut back on. I'm fucking around, just Rolling Stone. But he.
That's really funny, actually. Too fucking stupid.
He said it's been over a year now. He pulled the plug. I pulled the plug on it. I got fed up with it. He still enjoys a glass of wine and beer occasionally, but he's no longer like deeply on the sauce.
The dude could probably smoke anthrax and be okay.
Yeah. Jesus, right? Keith Richards have made it this long. God bless him. But I do truthfully, we talk about shit shows a lot on this podcast, and so it's nice to point out people getting their shit together.
I read the final one.
The final one? Oh, yeah. And because we quote-unquote always like to end Audio Phase on a fun note, although this is not the end, this is kind of the middle, this would be the fun news story that we would do. Soulja Boy is selling his own game consoles. Of course, you can buy your Soulja game.
Oh, God, Jesus.
So, here's the thing.
What is it going to be, like 50 cent?
No,
the game?
Let me explain to you. Oh, we don't talk about that. Did I get a sequel, by the way? I thought there, I remember.
There was like a trilogy of 50 cent. 50 cent, Blood on the Sand, 50 cent.
Yeah, Bulletproof.
Bulletproof, there's at least three of them.
Oh my God, I totally forgot that all this happened. 50 cent Bulletproof?
Yeah.
Oh man. That's a...
Early 2000s were wild video games.
We could do an Audio Phase retrospectives on those video games alone. But,
punchy shooting.
Like fucking Devil May Cry with rappers.
That's actually pretty accurate.
Anyways, the Soldier Game console is advertised as playing Switch, 3DS, Vita, Neo Geo, Game Boy Classic, Game Boy, and Game Boy Advance games. While the console boasts the ability to play Soldier Game, PlayStation, Neo Geo, PC, Sega, Game Boy Advance, and Nintendo Entertainment System games. That's the Famicom for you folks in Asia.
They can play all that plus PC, allegedly.
Uh-huh. So this...
Bitch, I'm going to try to... test its capacity, and I'm going to try to run some crazy fucking... You know, oh, here we go.
Run Battlefield 5 on high settings.
No, I'm going to run War Thunder mixed game mode, where I'm going to have tanks, planes, ships, 165 people in the game on movie settings. It's going to catch on fire. I want to see it.
So, although I'd love to pivot and make Audio Face into a tech reviews channel, because that would make us a lot of money.
Dude, we could actually do that, and I would be super fucking down.
I've already been compared to, the TYT's MKBHD for once, so that was a weird setting. But
that's fucking weird.
I was legitimately interested as to what this game console was, more importantly, what graphics card it had.
Right?
And so here's the thing about this. Both models are developed by Anbernic, which is a Chinese company. And so, long story short, let me tell you what this is. This is an off-brand, off-market Chinese toy that advertises that it does like everything, like it plays all these things, barely works.
Oh no.
Soldier Boy rebranded one of them. And so it's like...
Okay.
And so it's like a rebranded, shitty Chinese version of it.
I'm so down.
So of course it doesn't work. And I actually end up going down the rabbit hole and I watch the review of it. And it's just flaming garbage. Like, it doesn't even emulate NES games properly.
I'm down.
Like, allegedly, high FBI, you can emulate Game Boy Advance games really easily on a phone. Like, it's
super
not hard.
Fucking easy.
Way to go, Soulja Boy. Gucci Mane released an album, and we really don't care, because none of his albums sound different at all, and of course, this newest one is nowhere, like, even similar or different.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, we're going to be doing this thing where we kind of mention that these albums came out, but Evil Genius was the name of it. This is about as much as it's worth talking about, because it's not an album worth, like, listening to or giving your pure attention to. It's 18 songs long, which is... Okay, it doesn't have too many guest stars in it, but like Gucci Mane's been remaking the same song since he was in prison, so it's like not worth devoting time to on this podcast. And yeah. Given that we've burned ourselves out of trap music this whole year, we're going to be taking a similar approach in the new year with albums that we listen to and we know two songs in is not going to be any different. And we're going to do our due diligence to like listen to as much of the album as we can in different parts of it to be able to make that assessment. But yeah, that's... It's come down to this. I'm sorry, but there's no point in spending time on this. No arbitrary rating scale. Fuck it. What I want to talk about more, and this is the discussion part of the podcast. This I want to talk about more is Offset's official nomination into the 2018 Audio Face Noted Little Bitch Awards.
The Win Butler Noted Little Bitch
Awards. The Win Butler Noted Little Bitch Awards.
Holy shit. This might be the literal... Okay, biggest fucking bombshell in the goddamn Audio Face Awards, because there's my two favorite awards. The one I named, which is the Gavin McGinnis Hard R Award, which we'll get to in next week. And
for most racist moment in rap,
and that's
in
when
music.
That's when we get bleeped. And then the other one, which is the
Noted Little Bitch Award, named after the previous year's winner.
So the last year was a tie between
Arcade Fire's Win Butler and
Ed Sheeran. But Win Butler, I'm sorry, because his face is so punchable.
Yeah.
So I gave it to him. This might be the biggest Noted Little Bitch Award. Oh my God.
So let me explain.
I can't
what's
even talk about
let me
it.
Explain.
As I watch the video and I want to cry, I want to scream laugh.
So let me explain. We're in the discussion topics part of the episode. We're going to be talking about three news stories that we think are worth more than a quick hits. Brought to you by TMZ. And this week
I gotta watch this.
Put on mute. Make sure you put on mute.
Yeah, it's my phone on mute.
Yeah. Basically, when you last joined Audio Face, we talked about the saga of Cardi B and Offset's untimely unparting. Where
fucking dumbass!
Where Cardi B dropped Offset's ass like a welfare check. And literally, like Offset has been freaking out all the past 2 weeks, going like, fuck y'all, I miss Cardi. The media did all these things to make it so Cardi and I aren't together, completely ignoring the fact that Cardi caught Offset cheating multiple times and finally just went, nah, fuck it, this is enough.
It was multiple times? That's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, there were times during the relationship, but they're like, oh no, it's just media, we're not going to talk about it. And then there was one that Cardi B found out about, and then that kind of came out. That was with the whole, I didn't know you were in a real marriage kind of thing. Then what happened was more of these leaked out. And so these are all peripheral. I really don't care about covering this marriage story way too much because this is not the thing we do on Audio Face. But
this
at Rolling Loud, a music festival in Los Angeles over this weekend, during Cardi B's set, Offset, to surprise everyone, came onto the stage with a bunch of roses and flowers.
Giant signs.
Yeah, a giant sign and a cake, everything, that said,
take me back,
Cardi. And to Cardi's credit, which I think is like the best part is that...
This is so fucking bad.
Is that Cardi B was just like, yo, I don't care. Like, we're friends, we get along, but I'm not getting back together with him, and I'm trying to handle this as like peacefully as possible. And so Cardi B, to like her credit, just kind of continued the set, just kind of louder and more like happy than ever. So I'm glad that Cardi B is living her best life. Cardi B is 2018, regardless of all the other like random culture shit that happened. I think she's done really well. Remember earlier this year, we were talking about how every single week, it's a different record Cardi B has broken. Charts here, Billboard's there, amazing first album. Gonna be nominated for something in Audio Face Awards, I think. But yeah, Cardi B is like, yeah, fuck it, I straight don't care anymore. Please leave. And Offset's still like tattered in chains.
Yeah, she went to her Instagram and said some shit. I'm just...
That whole coming at my baby father bullshit, that doesn't make me feel any better. She's just like, Cardi B's doing her thing.
You need to go on the evil three letter and watch the video because it's beautiful. I brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah. Literally Offset's trash ass trying to get Cardi B back on stage and just failing miserably.
This is just
like, Cardi B, thank you next, Offset.
Literally, this is beautiful. Oh my God, that's such a big no to little bitch. Like.
And keep in mind, if it makes matters worse, we were supposed to be reviewing an Offset album today. Cardi B even said, oh, it's coming out December like 12th or whatever, mm-hmm. or 13th, and it brought me to tears, it's gonna be great. I mean, we knew it wasn't going to be, but all three of the Migos have released their solo albums. Yeah. Their next one we're probably not gonna listen to, we're gonna give it the benefit of the doubt. It was honestly gonna be, I was expecting it to be the last trap album I review, seriously. Or at least for a while.
Well, minus 21.
The last shitty trap album I have to sit through and review ever.
So Nicki Minaj is dating a special person.
A literal murder sex offender.
Literal murder rapist.
Yeah.
It's a good combo to go to jail. It's a very good combo.
So meanwhile, because remember, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj are having a little bit of a dust up earlier this year. And should you think, that Cardi B has been knocked off her game just because of the whole Offset thing. I think Nicki Minaj is in a way worse situation. At least Cardi B is not dating a rapist.
That we know of.
Allegedly. So Nicki Minaj is...
2018, you never know.
Nicki Minaj has been, I don't know, just be creative. People can date anyone now. I guess that's the thing now. No, Nicki Minaj has been seen on Instagram taking photos with Kenneth Perry. Court documents reveal Kenneth Perry's rape case from 1994. That. The 16-year-old victim explained to police that she was allegedly kidnapped before being raped.
Oh, Lord. Ouch.
1994. Petty placed a hard circular object to her back and made a clicking sound. So basically, it was like a kidnap and rape at gunpoint. Nevertheless, it's 2018, so that's Nicki Minaj material. I could read more about the details, but I really don't want to.
After reading the fork, I just can't read anything again.
Yeah,
so,
trigger warning. But yeah, I really just don't want to get into the details. But basically, let me just read into... Police claim that he questioned his arrest when they went to his home, asking, what am I being arrested for, and claiming that he didn't do anything. And then he later admitted that he slept with her and was convicted of attempted rape in the first degree after copping a plea deal and served 4 years behind bars and is a registered sex offender.
Oh, it's beautiful. Can't live on my street.
There's also the murder thing. He was convicted of manslaughter after...
Oh, fuck, what?
Getting into a fight with one Lamont Robinson, shooting him with a loaded handgun multiple times, causing his death.
And why is he not still in jail?
Yeah, I think... So the reason this story got me angry is I did a story on my other life where we talked about a woman who killed a guy when she was 16 because she was in like a sex trafficking ring. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like a survival thing. She's been like on like in prison serving like a life sentence for years. And it was recently determined that she cannot seek parole and will have to stay in prison for, I think, like 50 years or something. Because of that case. I'm literally going, this is not me making a case about race or Black Lives Matter, any of that stuff. It's a two-tier justice system for like rich people or wealthy people or people who are well-connected and people who aren't, who are in the shitty parts of the world.
Yeah.
There's no reason that someone who was sex trafficked as a child, who commits a murder, has to serve a harsher sentence than someone who has raped and murdered.
Yep.
Like someone who was an adult and did all those things. To underage minors. Meanwhile, an underage minor, like, does a murder, and it's like, you have to understand the situation, that topic, and the fact that they're being treated totally different ways means our justice system needs to be completely overthrown, hail to the proletariat, and we need to gas all our leaders. Anyways.
I'm not allowed to use gas, so.
Sean knows his line. Joe Rogan is down to have a conversation about mental health with Kanye West.
That, oh man, I'm gonna get my tea and popcorn and put my feet up and.
I for one welcome climate change, like fuck it, like have all of the Columbines necessary. I'm sick of the world. I'm sick of living in this country, like So basically, Kanye West was having his usual like biannual bipolar episode,
or
like
yeah,
more like his
much.
Biweekly bipolar but, episode
seriously.
On Twitter. And he did a lot of things. Ariana Grande was caught into it. It didn't even make enough sense to even mention it in this episode. But at some point, Ye tweets, I've been trying to do a serious interview speaking on mental health, but it seems as though all members of the press are afraid to speak to someone who has been diagnosed but is still everyone's favorite superhero.
Well.
The fact that he is mentally ill and thinks that he is the, like, great person out of the situation, and he lacks the recognition to notice that he is causing harm to other people with his recklessness and needs to think about that critically, mm-hmm. is the fact of why Kanye West is a professional fucking buffoon.
Yep.
And it's something we've said and Sean has said on the podcast many times. Joe Rogan responded to that tweet, speaking of professional buffoons, saying that he would be as happy to talk to him about it for as long as he'd like. Because Joe Rogan will literally talk to any crazy person and let them say whatever he wants to for 3 hours, as long as he can sell his fucking alpha brain to all the dumbass apes who listen to his podcast. Sean, what are your thoughts?
I don't care, he's a comedian.
But like the thing about Joe Rogan that even you dislike, Sean, is that he has guests on who have no idea what they're talking about, and then helps to validate their supposed knowledge in a given field. But they're like, he basically validates the knowledge of people who don't have good information, and then they go on as if they're the thought leaders in something. So, but like, with
it,
you
it
and
it depends on who he has.
Well,
again.
Let's take like nutrition and like health and body things, because like these are conversations we've had off air about this, where like he'll have someone on, they'll recommend dumb things. Joe Rogan won't really challenge those things, and he'll just keep repeating them ad nauseum throughout his episode. And the sad thing is, like, with Kanye, with Joe Rogan, no matter how dumb you think you are, or no matter how, oh, a person like me should be this successful, or neither of these two are actually really like that. Both these two people are very, like, happy and admitted to the success they have and what they've garnered. Mm-hmm. Understand that comes with some fucking responsibility, and understand that you have to do a good job of realizing that there are very gullible, feeble-minded people out there who take what you're saying seriously and use that as a replacement for a regular fucking education or knowledge in any of these topics. And so you act as kind of an educational authority, unfortunately, because our country's so fucking stupid. And so knowing that, You have to do a little bit more due diligence once you realize your podcast gets downloaded millions of times, the fact that you realize that you're a popular artist, to realize that what I'm saying has an effect on people who are in less of an ability to deal with the less of a position to deal with the consequences than I am. So I need to be a lot more careful. Neither Joe Rogan or Kanye West are those people. So if this podcast does happen where they both talk to each other, it's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of views. It's going to talk about it. It's going to make the world worse.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a comedian, so...
I mean, like,
I'm saying take that into consideration for people who listen to him.
Yeah.
It's more entertainment than knowledge. Again, it depends on which guest he has on. If you've researched the guests prior and everything and you know their background and you know what the work that they've done previously and you know that they're credited, then that's fine. And it's okay. So, for example, Neil deGrasse Tyson, they have Abby Martin,
Pause.
We have... what?
Sure, I'll just continue this example. Never mind the Neil deGrasse Tyson thing. But Abby Martin.
Yeah, Abby Martin, Kyle Kulinski, he's had on a couple times. So people like that who I've known for a while. Neil deGrasse Tyson to a point, but you have to question everything.
Less about the recent sexual assault allegation about Neil deGrasse Tyson, more about the fact that Neil deGrasse Tyson is an accredited astrophysicist.
Yeah, like he knows what he's talking
about. Who knows what he's talking about and is accredited and verified. And so to your main point, a lot of times Joe Rogan will bring on experts. So verify the validity of those.
If you've known them before and you've researched their work and you know that their work is accredited, because you still have doctors on there that don't know what the fuck they're talking about and recommend meat diets, which is literal cancer, to your gut.
Yeah,
I don't want to get into that because it's not a nutrition podcast. And
I haven't said that one ever. Yeah. Audio Face is not a nutrition podcast.
Right, I can go on and on and on about that shit. But so it's just one of those. But people don't. That's the problem with the internet. One of the big problems is that people just start spewing shit, and they believable. People are very believable online. That's a whole thing of just YouTubers and people in general, where they start spewing random shit, and it's very, very believable. Because if you don't study the field, or if you don't have a big knowledge in it, then it's something that is, you're gullible in a way.
Right.
It's where you're naive, and that naivety gets exposed and everything. But I mean, that's, I don't want to go on a tangent for that, because I can talk hours about that, but that's something that you just have to take into account for it. So.
Yeah, it's because I don't think we're taught how to consume information in a really smart way, and this is something I've tried to devote my time to teaching people and like Dan from the internet things, is that you have to not just consume information, but you have to think about how you're doing it.
Our sophomore in high school English teacher is woke.
Oh yeah, because
remember, because we did a media manipulation shit in sophomore year of high school. You're woke.
No, we like, again, Sean and I were very lucky. We went to high schools that were very well-funded, relatively, and had teachers who gave a shit.
And were willing to teach
ultimately classes that were not otherwise taught at that school, but like in really valuable things. So like, we knew about the role that media plays. It was core to our curriculum and how the media biases things and how it influences you. Yeah, we were in 9th or 10th grade when we were doing this shit. And so we have this mind already, but not everyone gets this because uneven educational standards are. And so it's not even a naivete, it's just that you have to be diligent when you're getting information like this. Who is giving you the information? For how important it is it trustworthy information? I mean, Sean and I might be perfectly qualified to talk about our opinions on music. And you might decide as a listener, and I hope you have, and we appreciate if you have, that we are qualified and that's good enough for you as a music consumer. We're not giving you life or medical advice.
It's like, I'm not gonna give you advice on teeth. Like, I don't know shit about dentistry.
Yeah, and so like...
That's something that I've never known. I know nutrition, I know music.
But I think what you're getting at, and to wrap this up, is that...
Yeah, shit like that.
It's very easy for people to have the good faith inclination that, people won't talk about things they don't know about. Without knowing that people will have no problem talking about things they don't know.
I mean, think
about
it. Snake oil salesmen.
Yeah.
They've been around since the beginning of
time. It's the name. It's the idea.
Literally, they've been around since the beginning of time. So, it's, again, I mean, that's just the way I've been raised, too, is to question everything. So, which is nice. It's a blessing and a curse. Makes me very open and not naive at all, but also makes me very...
Kind of closed off.
Well, it makes me very pessimistic.
Yeah. I'd say for me, it makes me just very, like, it's very hard to, like, surprise me or make me happy just because I have such, like, a guard on at all times.
Well, I don't, I'm not like that. I mean, thank God. I used to be.
I don't mean to get too, like,
personal.
Like therapist level.
Sean's in the therapy.
Yeah. Therapist destroys Dan.
No, dude, but your therapist kicks your ass sometimes.
But by this, I mean, it's just the overall point of it. It's easy to assume that everyone's doing their due diligence and listening to and gathering information and giving it to people, so you just kind of move on with it. But in reality, not true. So if Joe Rogan and Kanye West ever have a conversation on the Joe Rogan Experience, you heard it here first, it's dog shit.
Right.
So that way we won't have to talk about it when it does happen. Maybe about the fallout from some of it, but we'll be able to say, told you so.
Right.
And with that, with a very exciting, well, let's, I want to go through the, just a few hits from what we have coming up for the Audio Face Awards. There's the Gilded Guillotine Award for being too rich for your own good. That was a good title, but we may need to come up with, people who get those awards in the realm of music. We have the Wynn Butler Noted Little Bitch Award, J.
Classic.
Cole, Kanye West, Daniel Ek of Spotify, Eminem, Offset coming in late.
Fuck me, man. That's, man.
We'll have the Vanilla Ice Award for the most egregious copying in music this year. Of course, we have our classic best albums, best rock, all these things.
The Honorable Chairman Sean for doing something fucking different award.
I'm introducing the hashtag Book Slim Jimmy Award for most overshadowed artist of the year.
Oh, God. Okay.
We're bringing back Most Woke.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the Vince Staples Woke Award. This one's not changing every single year because you're not beating Vince Staples. Good job.
There's very few people.
There are some people who came close. I mean, Vic Mensa, gotta give it to him. Maddie Healy. Gotta give it to him. Gambino. Come on, that's a good one. But, you know, we have a
It's just for the wild wokeness of just the random wokeness that's like, okay.
Yeah. So there,
that's why.
There's a lot. We're going to have a lot of fun over the next week or so crafting and compiling the Audio Face Awards because we won't have to listen to any new music. We'll just be listening to all of the hits from the year and come up with our decisions. I can't promise that next Audio Face will be released exactly on Monday, as it usually is. But you will definitely have it Christmas week, because there'll be a lot of editing involved.
Fine tooth comb.
Yeah, and I'll make fine it sound nice and cool. There'll be musical special effects.
Why don't we fucking do it in the living room and put the lights up there? Make it look nice.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Lord. Okay, that is Audio Face. Thank you for listening. You can follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at Audio Face Pod. Sean can be found on Twitter and Instagram at SW Suarez, and I can be found on Twitter at Dan from the Web, where I have 1,000 followers now, so I can die happy.
Oh my God.
And the hole in my heart that my dad's lack of love for me left. And I can be found on Instagram at Dan from the Internet. Thank you so much for listening. And
it's too real.
We will talk to you in the next episode, the Audio Face Awards. Cheers.